Every damn day. What's going on? Welcome to the program. We start our third and final hour. I am Jim Rome. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. It's been a big day. Hope you were able to join us a little bit earlier, because if you did, Tyrann Mathieu made his triumphant return to the jungle. It had been a long time since we ran him down. That was so good. That was so fun. Loved it. I still love that sort of thing. That's a guy that we had a really good relationship with, but just couldn't connect with for whatever reason. And I mean that, for whatever reason. These things happen in this business. So it was good to run him down. He sounds like he's in a great headspace, but he always does. That is a great player and a great guy. Tremendous guy. So it's so good to run him down. Ryan Day had never been on this show before. Today he made his debut, and I thought we had a great conversation. I'm really, really happy with that. I hope we get him again soon. Marquez Valdes-Scantling has been on the program before, and we're going to try and run him down at 40 past. So that's the way this hour is setting up right now. Meantime, phone lines are open. We had somebody try to get in. Scott from NorCal tried to get in and get a golden ticket. He is on the watch list. That does not mean you have it. It means we know who you are, we are watching, and you're getting closer. Watch list. You know, there's not a specific criteria. That doesn't mean that you're one call away. It doesn't mean you're two calls away. It doesn't mean you're three calls away. It can mean all of those things. But it means we know who you are and you're on. You're near the front of the line trying to get through the door. You're not through the door yet. But the bouncer's looking at his clipboard saying, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know. Maybe. Hey, you go on in. Yeah, you know. And not like you know you ain't getting in. You know you're not getting in. I know you're not getting in. We see you on the list. Yes, you're on the list. You may get in. That's Scott. All right, so telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Very quickly, the smack-off is June 24th. It is much sooner than you think. That is right around the corner. It's number 28. $5,000 for the winner. Another horse racing analogy. In horse racing, the winner gets 60% of the purse. So if it's a $1 million race, you get 600 grand minus other costs. But that's how it works. 60% for first, 20% for second, 10% for third, 5% for fourth. Here's how the smack off works. 100% for first, 0% for second, less than that for third.
This $5,000 contest winner take is all. A winner take all.
Winner take all. But you got to be in it to win it, all right? So let me wish you all a happy NFL schedule release day. For some reason, it's a thing. It's a big thing for some people. Because for some reason, people get all hyped for NFL schedule release day. Football fans getting so hyped on schedule release day. So hyped they take their shirts off.
Hey, I like to get hyped for games. Right, get hyped.
What are you doing? What up, Troy? The greatest hype video ever. Troy Nicholas. I understand why he would get hyped for that. Because it's a game. A Notre Dame game. Of course he got hyped. Yet there are some people that seem to get as hyped as he did for those games for NFL schedule release day. Like, we already know the opponents. I don't understand what's so. And believe me, I'm not looking to bite the hand that feeds. I love the NFL. I need the NFL. It's part of the way I put food on my table. But I've never really gotten super caught up and super hyped, much less hyped enough to take my shirt off over the dates and times. You know, like I've never once walked by a calendar and thought, damn, that's some quality entertainment right there. Look at that calendar. Look at that. Friday the 14th. Yeah. But apparently, schedule release day is a big deal. Big enough that people will be on Twitter waiting for early leaks all day long, hitting refresh. And it's happening as we speak. But even that in and of itself was not big enough to upstage the actual biggest story on NFL Twitter this week. Or maybe I should say the biggest bleep storm on Twitter this week. And it all started with a tweet from the Dolphins on Tuesday. A tweet with just two handles, one emoji, and a 14-second video. It's incredible how much damage you could do with two handles, one emoji, and 14 seconds of video. At Tua, at Cheetah. At Tua, rocket emoji, at Cheetah. And 14 seconds of vid. That's all it took for the Dolphins to set NFL Twitter on fire this week. And that fire is still somehow going strong. Somehow. You know, kind of like a gigantic brush fire here in SoCal. And the Santa Anas are kicking up furiously. And this inferno is moving so fast. It's so out of control. There's no end in sight. Entire neighborhoods are getting burnt to the ground. People are being told to evacuate immediately and barely getting out of their homes with only their clothes on their back. Like that bad. Because that 14-second video showed Tua throwing a, quote, deep, quote, rocket to Tyreek Hill. Except that throw was neither of those things. It was more like a, quote, shallow, quote, duck that the cheetah had to stop and wait and nap it out for. You know, like that rocket emoji's fun. But in this case, a blimp emoji would have been more accurate. Or a hot air balloon. So, of course, Twitter being Twitter, jumped straight to the conclusion that the 2022 Dolphins were already a massive failure. F their schedule release. You might as well just mark down 17 L's in a row. Tua and Cheetah will never work. Tua is a gigantic bust, and Tyreek already regrets his new $120 million contract in Miami. And all of this reaction, I mean, there was plenty of that. I'm not making that up. I'm not pulling that out of my backside. That was the kind of reaction there was all over Twitter. And all of that reaction was stemming from one stupid tweet. Like, I understand that whole idea of you get back what you put into the world. You put out a dumb tweet. You get dumb tweets back. That kind of thing. I get it. But people, it's a clip from a May practice. Tua is in shorts and a bucket hat in the video. It's just supposed to be a little off-season hype, little energy, little buzz, create a little interest, you know, for the big new superstar and the young developing QB. That was not footage from Wildcard Weekend. I mean, sure, they could have picked a better clip to showcase. Or maybe they didn't have a better clip. Maybe that was their best clip, which is a whole different problem. I don't know. Like, maybe you pick one where Tyreek doesn't have to stop and wait and check his watch and tie his shoes and take a nap and have a meal before finally settling under that punt that Tua threw to him. You know, or maybe you pick a video where Tua doesn't throw a fluttering duck. Typically, these are not the kind of things that you want to accentuate at all, let alone put in super slow-mo. Like, I get that. I do. But it's also slow-mo of a throw during a May practice. Like, who cares, man? Get a freaking grip, everybody.
Get a grip.
I know you've got nothing better to do than overreact and wait for today's whatever moment it is. But it's gotten so out of control on social, this case, that even Kurt Warner had to jump in and toss Tua a life raft. Kurt said, quote, I played many years of professional football, and as much as I hate to admit it, I underthrew deep passes a number of times in practice. There, I said it. Hashtag, good to get that off my chest. I mean, people, we are talking about practice. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game.
Not a game.
We're talking about practice.
I mean,
not the game Tua
that
goes out there and dies for.
Practice.
Practice.
Not the game.
How silly is that?
Not a game.
Not the game that Tua goes out there and dies for. Practice.
Practice.
People are taking this so seriously that they actually think that the Dolphins fired somebody over that tweet. Some genius pulled up a job listing for Dolphins video producer, and everybody was like, yeah, damn straight, That makes perfect sense. Of course, whoever posted that video got broken off immediately. Fire them. Give them the bleeping chair, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, well, it took the crack staff behind the glass. My crack staff behind my glass. 5 seconds to figure out that listing was a week old. So no, that listing has got nothing to do with that stupid tweet. Only in the deranged minds of the psychos on Twitter would it be possible for somebody to actually lose their job over that stupid tweet. I'm not saying that stupid tweet won't get you fired. I'm saying that stupid tweet didn't get that guy fired. Not as far as I can tell. The whole thing makes about as much sense to me as going all Troy Nicholas for the schedule release itself. Although I will say this. If I was Tua, if I were Tua, I would not be all that thrilled with my own social media department right about now. Like, I don't know, as an analogy, imagine CBS tweeting a slow motion clip of me choking on my 11 o'clock almonds or my Athletic Greens. And them just going like emoji and Jim spitting fire takes. Fire emojis. Straight fire. Or me looking confused while Alvy is army crawling across the studio yelling at me that we're back on the air. Dude, can you not hear me? Can you not hear me? Yeah, I'd be a little confused. I mean, if CBS did me like that, I'd be a little confused. You know, maybe you don't run your quarterback under the bus, Dolphins social media team. It's not like this guy doesn't already have enough of a hill that he has to climb in Miami. Now the guy actually has some weapons and a dynamic offensive head coach. It would be great if his own social media department can fall in line and have his back as well. Somebody in the social media department either has a serious axe to grind, or it's just not that good at their job, or both. Because posting that video was not a good idea. It wasn't nearly as bad of an idea as everybody on Twitter made it out to be, but it was not a good idea. But man, they couldn't wait to get it out there. They were hyped. They were hyped. Like, yo, look at Dan Marino out there. He got this duck fluttering up there.
Dan Marino.
But that's Twitter. And that was today's thing and tomorrow's thing. And there'll be another thing. There always is. 1-800-636-8686. Let me see if I got a little reaction here. There's something from Wells, so I will not be reading it. Dear Jim, after that call, we're biting and we're nipping at our main arteries. Regards the clones.
I'm biting, I'm nipping, I'm biting and I'm nipping.
Lee in Hartford, not that bad. Carlos, I'm biting and I'm nipping and I'm biting and I'm chomping. Sign P. Carroll.
I'm biting, I'm nipping, I'm biting and I'm nipping. They connect you so that you keep
having. Mike and Minnie, Jim, my jungle Tourette's is in full stride today. My coworker finally asked me, who is Wally Backman? And why do you keep shouting his name? I said to him, Terry, you old piece of crap. The fact that you don't know what I'm talking about is highway robbery.
Highway robbery.
That's good.
Wally Backman.
Jim, my jungle Tourette's is in full stride today. My coworker finally asked, who is Wally Backman and why do you keep shouting his name? And I said to him, Terry, you old piece of crap.
Terry?
The fact that you don't know what I'm talking about is highway robbery.
Highway robbery.
Wally Backman.
All right. When we come back, I may drop in a little react to my conversation with Tracy McGrady. Really good, actually. That's part of episode number 221 of the Jim Rome Podcast. The show is sponsored in part by one of my favorite products ever, Athletic Greens. With one spectacular scoop of AG1 by Athletic Greens, you are able to consume 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. All that with a single scoop. This is why I do it every single morning, and I have for several months now. And I love the way that it tastes. I like to mix my AG1 with cold water in my shaker bottle first thing in the morning. It's part of my daily routine. I no longer have to go through a bunch of different vitamins. I get exactly what I need from that one scoop. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar. There are no GMOs. It's $3 a day. In fact, less than that. And there are no nasty chemicals. Like nothing but upside. Plus, a number of pro athletes that I know use it. A number of trusted health experts I know use it and endorse it. Athletic Greens is also a climate-neutral certified company. And they are going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first subscription purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Rome. athleticgreens.com/Rome. Try AG1 today because I use it every single day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Three Products has your number with a full line of premium protectants and cleaners. They've got everything you need to keep your car looking new for longer. For more information, call. Actually, don't call. Go to 303radio.com. 303radio.com. So another episode of the Jim Rome Podcast dropped yesterday in all the normal places. And just like the 220 before it, you do not want to miss this one because this week I ran down a Hall of Famer, a two-time NBA scoring champ, a walking bucket. I'm talking about T-Mac. Tracy McGrady graced the original side hustle for episode 221. I'm telling you, man, we're getting after it. We get after it. We do this show. We show up. We do a podcast. We get Hall of Famers. And Tracy rolled in here in a really good headspace because he just launched a new pro one-on-one league. And when I say he launched it, that is not an exaggeration. He funded it. He's calling the shots, and as he explained, it has him as fired up as he has been for anything.
I was so ejected from the game of basketball the last few years. I injured my knee my 11th year, and then I went on and played 4 more years. It was only to prove to myself that I can overcome that injury, overcome that mental block, and get back on the basketball court. I knew I wasn't going to be the same type player that I was before being celebrated. I just wanted to see, can I get through this microfracture surgery, get on the NBA team and prove that I still can play, which I did. But basketball was like no longer something I wanted to do. Got into TV, which was cool. Did that for 4.5 years. But then I started getting that itch again of creating something, wanted to build and challenge myself mentally and find something that I wanted to wake up every day and be happy again. You can only be on the beach and sipping on some Mai Tais or whatever you like to drink on the beach for so long before, you know, you get bored with that and you want to challenge yourself. And here I am.
Good stuff. Really good stuff. It's a great line too, right? You can only sip on Mai Tais or whatever it is you want to sip on the beach for so long. Most people are trying so hard to get to that beach. And once they get there, they never want to leave. But not if you're built like this guy or built like others. You need to create. So he'd already lived a Hooper's dream of a life, but he's not done. He's not satisfied. He does not want to be on the beach exclusively. He wants to create. So he's focused on a new hoops league. He's still locked in on his old league, the association, which means that he's focused on some of the things that have gone on this week, including all those terrible Joel Embiid takes. You know, the idea that Joe sulked his way through game 5 on Tuesday night because he did not win the MVP. Tracy McGrady, for one, is not just up on those takes and aware of those takes. He has strong takes on those takes.
Social media is just giving pointless people an opinion to address a professional that is really good at what he does. This guy is an MVP candidate. He put the weight of, you know, the team on his shoulders going through so much this season with all the Ben Simmons controversy, all that stuff going on. Finally, we got to see who Joel Embiid is as a real basketball player, a guy that cut out all the shenanigans on social media and was locked in and focused. And he gave us, you know, one hell of a season to remember. You know, social media is a place where people can voice their opinion. Joe, he doesn't even worry about that. I mean, Miami is enough to worry about because of the defense that they're putting on their ass. And he's out there with a fracture. I don't know what happened to his face, but something is fractured in his face for him to be wearing that mask. And then some ligaments in his thumb. I mean, the guy is banged up. And let's not talk about his knee because I think he has a slight tear in his meniscus in his knee. So people talk. It ain't going to stop. You just got to play through that and, you know, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. If you don't play, they're going to kill you. If you do play and you're not playing well, they're going to kill you.
See, you can't have a conversation like that on this show. I mean, I can't. Not like that. Those bleeps are there for a reason. Tracy McGrady just spitting fire, real talk, and being real about it. And you can only have that kind of conversation over there, but not here. We can have a really good conversation here, but not to that point. Quote, damned if you do, damned if you don't, should be the official slogan of Twitter. If not that, then what's poppin', Twitter? Or better yet, what he said, quote, pointless people's bleeping opinions. That was his quote. Amazing quotes from Tracy, and hard to disagree with any of that. I also have no pushback against his pick for his favorite active player to watch. Listen to this.
Jimmy Butler is my favorite player to watch because, number one, his story is incredible, right? I mean, incredible story where he come from. Grew up outside of Houston where I live, so I know all about his story. But two, Jimmy Butler is not the most athletic player. He's not the fastest player. But he's a guy that you look at and look at where he came from in the beginning of his career and where he is today, how he's worked his ass off to put himself in that position. I mean, he's relentless. He's a dog, whether it's on offense or defense. He don't back down from anybody. He takes on all challenges. And the guy just wins. Wherever he goes, he instills a toughness in that team. Minnesota, he did the same thing. He comes to Miami. They have a certain culture in Miami. But damn, Jimmy Butler adds to that. And to see what he's doing right now with those guys, I love watching him play, man, because it's winning basketball when you watch Jimmy Butler.
Tracy McGrady just showing up huge for the Jim Rome podcast. This is my whole thing also with buckets. He is a killer and a grinder and a flat-out winner. You could even say he's got a bit of that Mamba mentality. And Tracy knows that mentality better than anybody because he kind of came up with the Mamba. In fact, he shared an amazing story with me about teenage Kobe and the moment that Tracy himself realized that Kobe was just a different cat altogether.
When I was 18 years old, Kobe was 19, and I stayed at his house and this guy, all he did was watch like karate flicks. He watched Michael Jordan, all his home movies, Come Fly With Me and Playground. He even watched like the Animal Planet, trying to figure out why does a lion attack its prey? Like he was that type of thinker. And I was, me 18, I'm fresh out of the hood. I don't know none of this stuff, man. I'm trying to figure out why is this guy so weird? And he was just, you know, I've learned a lot from him in terms of, you know, his mentality and what motivated him and things that, you know, he learned to light a fire under him and how he could get an edge on his opponent. I mean, it's very, very interesting and amazing to be a part of somebody at such a young age that had that type of mindset. It's not like he had a struggle. Like I came from a struggle, a real struggle. Like Kobe didn't come from that. He'd been around pro basketball his whole life. It was just a gift that he inherited being around pro basketball that he wanted to be great. He tapped into something that drove him, that he looked forward to waking up every day. And I don't know where it came from, but he got it.
Tracy McGrady, like this is such a good conversation. I was straight out of the hood. I'm just trying to figure out, why is this guy so weird about Kobe? And then I figured it out. It's an incredible story, great perspective, and there's a lot more of where that came from. This is what Tracy McGrady brings to it. You want to make sure you check out the entire episode. Do it as soon as we are off the air today. It's episode 221 with Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady. It is available wherever you can find any of your podcasts. If you still are having trouble with this notion, just go to my Twitter feed, go to my Instagram feed, look for the links there. Also, quickly, same thing for the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome, my second side hustle. It's the side hustle to the original side hustle, episode 44 with Joel Thor Neeb, dropped last week. You should go ahead and add that one to your podcast listening, because that conversation was exactly what the Reinvention Project is all about. Check this out really quickly. This is his answer about the power that is inside every single one of you listening right now, a power that you can all tap into.
First of all, I think we all do have that survivor story. And when I say you're a survivor or something, I've had this conversation many times. Every single time you can see people like almost tear up because they know exactly what I'm talking about. They're not going to say it out loud, but they all have some broken home they came from, some bad relationship that they endured, some physical ailments, some loss of a loved one, whatever it is, they know exactly what I'm talking about. When I say you're a survivor, you survived something. And they have an opportunity to live their life differently based on that clarity. They carry the scars. And by the way, it doesn't validate their loss. It doesn't validate or justify the horrible things that they went through. It allows them to have a choice in how they respond and embrace the post-traumatic growth on the other side of it. They'll still carry the scars, but it's something we all can tap into in our lives. The other side of that is I definitely believe you should seek discomfort every single day on a path, not as a sadist, not hurting yourself, but specific discomfort on the way to something greater. The discomfort is always between us and our best lives. And so instead of running away from it, we live in this nerf society. We want to medicate all the bad things away from ourselves, and we expect to live just pleasure filled lives. And yet we're the least happy generation out of the last 1,000 that have been out there. And I think it's because we don't embrace the right type of discomfort.
Deep, right? Thick, right? I mean, really good stuff. Now, you might not want that because you might not embrace that type of thing. But if that's the type of thing that's interesting to you, every single episode of the Reinvention Project is packed full of gems like that. Do yourself a favor. If you have not yet given it a spin, go ahead and do so. Then let me know what you think, because there is something for everybody in every one of these episodes. All right, when we come back, more Chiefs football. Marquez Valdez-Scantling joins us. That's coming up next, but first, I've got a sports update for you, and here it is. Here's Rich Ackerman. So again, I did hit that pretty hard last segment, but look for those podcasts. We're pushing out a lot of premium content off of this show. Exclusive and premium, in that you can't hear it here because you need other real estate for it. I am efforting MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and I'll run him down momentarily. So in the meantime, I would say to you that creates an opportunity for somebody else. It is smack off season. Let's go to the phones. I said it. Let's go to the phones. We go to Los Angeles. Matt in LA. What's up, Matt?
Romeo, thanks for the vibe. I couldn't help but chuckle yesterday when I heard that envious call from the D-list extra / Starbucks barista / studio apartment couch dwelling tool from Hollywood. High pitch Eric, cat food Mark, putting his Penn 15 State University diploma to use by making $75 a day for a non-speaking passerby cameo in Doctor Strange. No surprise that Marky Mark in Bollywood RSVP to the smack offer, a chance to get his payment on that ever elusive SAG card he's still chasing after a decade in SoCal. How Philly of him. And speaking of Philly, I want to let Joel Embiid know that...
Hey, Matt, sorry about that, bro. I do have to get to my guest. But like I said, there was an opportunity. There was a small window that cracked open, and you got through it. You got that, quote, cat food, Mark? Anyway, As promised, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. 26 receptions, 430 yards, and 3 TDs in 11 games last year. Led the NFL with 20.9 yards per reception in 2020. More than 2,000 yards and 13 TDs since entering the NFL. He did sign with Kansas City back in March. He was the 174th pick overall in 2018 out of USF. Kansas City, 12-5 last year. Today, he appears courtesy of Memo.me. Marquez Valdez-Scantling joins us. Marquez, good to have you back. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, dude. So you and I caught up briefly on Radio Row before the Super Bowl. So bring me up to date. How's your life going right now? And what's it feel like to be a member of the Chiefs?
It's good. It's going good, man. Obviously, in a new environment, new team. You know, excited to be here. I think I'm in a good opportunity to go out and showcase my ability and take it to the next level. And I'm in a good home now.
You know, I think opportunity is really a key word right here, because when you look at free agency, it seems to me you had some really good opportunities and some really good options. For instance, you could stay in Green Bay, compete for a ring. New Orleans was coming pretty hard. And, of course, Kansas City is where you are. So how did you approach the entire process, and what was it about Kansas City that made you feel like that was the place for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the opportunity within itself to go out and be a great playmaker. You know, obviously I had that opportunity anywhere I went, but I think this one was a better fit for me. Some of the things that I do offensively was, appealing to me. And obviously, you know, a quarterback like Pat, you know, who's going to be here, you know, for a long time, that also was appealing. So I think, you know, those few things, and then obviously, you know, getting here and meeting everybody, and it seemed like a good fit. It seemed like home.
We're talking to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. You know, on top of that, Patrick Mahomes is going to be there for a while. He's playing in his prime. What about, for instance, having a head coach like Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy? You know, these guys are going to find a way, and there's a lot of playmakers, and especially in that receiver room that you're in now. But you know, guys like that are going to find a way to get the ball in the hands of their playmakers. Did that factor into your decision? I would imagine so.
Yeah, 100%. You know, obviously, Coach Reid's been doing this for a long time, and EB is one of the best offensive coaches that you can have around. So between those two guys, their resume speaks for themselves of what they've been able to do for guys. And, you know, obviously competing for a championship is a huge thing as well. You know, they've been to, you know, a couple of them. And I think that was just a huge factor into, you know, my decision-making.
So you and I have talked about your journey in the past. It has not been easy, in fact, at any step of the way. What's it mean to you then to get that second contract, to get that new contract and be entering your fifth year in the NFL? How much pride is there in that fact?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, getting to this point, yeah, was a lot of self-motivation and, you know, wanting myself to be the best version of myself every single day and, you know, proving myself right. You know, not really about proving anybody else wrong. And, you know, obviously getting to, you know, going into my fifth year, my second contract, it's just a huge accomplishment for me. You know, obviously, you know, nothing would be possible without God. And I thank, you know, him every day for it. And I'm just excited about it.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling joining us. You know, you and I have talked about this, and I think a lot of football fans know your story. But the fact was, you were cut from your freshman team when you were in high school. At that point, I'm curious, like, did you know, like, I'm going to grow into this, and I'll need my time, and I'll be fine, and one day I'll get that second NFL contract? Or were you thinking, man, I got to find a way to make this high school football team?
Nah, I was ready to quit, actually, because I was a baseball player first, and that was my first sport. So I was just like, I'm just going to go focus on baseball. And my dad sat me down in the hallway of my house and crying, like, no, I don't want to play anymore. Like, I'm done with this. And he just kind of said, you know, use that same anger and use it as motivation. And that kind of just flipped it around and took football to the next step for me.
So I think if Kansas City fans, and you know that they love that team, they know their sport, and they've already got a pretty good idea what they're getting in you, they know they're going to get a deep threat, they know they're going to get a guy who's professional and motivated, but for those who don't know, exactly what should the Chiefs fans know about you as a player and a person and the guy that's coming to their town and their team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I love football, you know, and I'm going to be a competitor. You know, I'm going to get the best version of myself every single day. You know, I love this game. And I love to win. So, you know, those things, you can't really ask for a better player on the field when you get those things behind you. So,
Marquez Valdez-Scantling, my guest. So, of course, you played alongside Devontae Adams in Green Bay. Now you're going to play against him twice a year in the AFC West. What do you think that's going to feel like? And then how hyped are you to come to a division that is loaded with this kind of talent?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Devontae was, you know, a great, you know, person to learn behind. Not even just a teammate, but just a great person. You know, he taught me stuff off the field, on the field. You know, we still talk all the time. I'm super excited to, you know, see him twice a year and play against him and watch him on the other side of the field. You know, probably still do our handshake pregame that we had, did every game for the last few years. So, you know, he's just a great friend of mine, and I'm super excited. And obviously this division is crazy. You know, everybody had to load up to come beat the Chiefs. So I'm just excited for that competition every day.
All right, so the schedule is going to be released tonight. When you get the schedule personally, like, what are the things that you first look for? Are you looking to see who the opener's against? Are you looking for primetime games? Are you looking to find out when the bye week is? Like, what do you look for when you see the schedule release?
How many cold games we have.
Right.
That's the first thing you look for. Yeah, obviously playing in Green Bay for the last 4 years, you always look at the back end of the schedule because those are the colder games and see who's coming in to play you guys and at home and who's a warm weather team coming in to play out in the Midwest. So kind of the same thing.
Dude, in terms of cold weather, like, we have a home in northern Wisconsin. Not that I've been there in the wintertime, but I've been to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. I've been in cold weather environments. Like, is cold weather, or is there a different types of cold weather, like, where it's really heavy and really bitter and it's different in some places than other, or is cold just cold?
I mean, cold is cold, but there's definitely some places that are a lot more colder. Obviously, teams in the Midwest get probably the worst. You know, in Buffalo, probably the two worst areas to bless me to play in.
No, but bless you, dude.
Thank you. But obviously, you know, cold is cold. So, you know, once you play in those West Coast teams or those down south teams, you got to come up here and play in, you know, that 10, 20, 30 degree weather. You know, it's a huge difference and usually an advantage to the home team.
We are talking to Marquez Valdez-Scantling for a couple of more moments. I saw you tweet the other day, quote, "I have the two best dogs on the planet. Argue with Wall, not me." End of quote. It's a great tweet. Break it down for me. What is the case for your two dogs as the best dogs in the world?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got a Husky and a Pomsky. My Husky, he's about to be 1 year old this next month, actually. And I have my Pomsky, he's going to be 5 this year in October. And I just have the best dogs. Like, they don't bark. They don't really do anything. They just kind of play with each other. They're just the greatest dogs ever. You know, you can follow them at ace and spade_11 on Instagram, and you can see all their greatness.
I love it. And on top of that, I would imagine they don't judge, they don't hate, they don't talk back. They love you unconditionally, right? They're awesome
time.
Like that. So in addition to co-founding your clothing line, you're also going to work with Memo.me. Lay it out for me. What exactly is that all about? What is Memo.me?
Yeah, it's a platform where fans can go out and get personalized videos from me, you know, birthdays, holidays, graduations, you know, even the sad stuff like a funeral or a death in the family, you know, anything that, you know, you can reach out and, you know, ask me to record a video for you, be of me and talking to your family or talking to your friends or talking to whoever you need me to talk to. And it's just a great opportunity for fans to engage with me.
All right, so what you got here is a great opportunity with the Chiefs. You have the two best dogs on the planet, and yep, the fans have an opportunity to engage directly with you on Memo.me. Marquez, things are coming together, my man. It's all good, right?
Yeah, it's all great. Glory to God.
Yeah, you got it. It's great to have you back on the show, man. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that, and they should reach out to you at Memo.me. Great to have you back, MVS. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, good talking to you. Appreciate you. Always appreciate you. That's a really fascinating receivers room now. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is coming to the Chiefs. It's a good day. I knew it would be. So, MVS, we had Tyrann Mathieu on the program for the first time in a few years. And we had Ryan Day, the head football coach at The Ohio State. We had Matt in L.A. for a few moments. He did not get to finish what he started, but he did get in a good shot or five on Cat Food Mark in Hollywood. Bollywood, trying to win the $5,000 so he can get a SAG card. Cat Food Mark. Why is he Cat Food Mark? Like, he has to eat cat food because he can't afford actual food? Is that what that is? Or he's a cat? I don't know. You know, trying to decipher and decode Matt and LA's calls is never easy. It's fun. It's great sport, but it's never easy to do. So the next time he calls, maybe I'll ask him what the cat food Mark reference was all about.
Outro.
He didn't get to say that because I broke him off to get to the interview. My bad. Outro.
Outro.
So, again, now that this show is nearly over, what you do want to do this afternoon, if you have time, you want to go looking for episode 221 of the Jim Rome Podcast with Tracy McGrady. Like, I did not play everything from the podcast. I played you some of the good sound bites, but there's way more where that came from. Long form, premium, unfiltered, uncut, unedited, and the occasional four-letter bomb. You heard me beep out a few things. Tracy was bringing the heat. Really good insight. So you want to look for that. And then on top of that, I very briefly played a soundbite from the Reinvention Project. That is the side hustle to the side hustle where, quite simply, it is what it is. It is what it sounds like. The Reinvention Project. Kind of looked in the mirror one day and I thought to myself, man, I'm getting sick of looking at you, dude. I want to look at somebody else. So that's what that's all about, that podcast. But it's more than a podcast. It is a mindset and a lifestyle. I think you should check it out. I think you'll like it. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. I mentioned all of the guests already. My thanks to the XR4TI crew. Man, I would love to give away a golden ticket tomorrow. That'd be a great way to end the week. We will hit on all the NBA action. Man, it's been a wild ride in the NBA playoffs. We will hit on that tomorrow also. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day. See ya. We are out.
Bless me to play in.
No, but bless you, dude.